Hey y'all, what's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Dow. Hey y'all, now let her talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm always about my shit, whether it's fashion or music. So y'all know I'm coming with that tea today, right? I know that's right. But first, I have to send out prayers going to former Love & Hip Hop star Khadijah Lewis. It was reported and confirmed by her brother through a heartfelt social media post that she has passed away. Khadijah, also known as KD, was a multi-faced entrepreneur and businesswoman. She owned and operated three businesses, a real estate investment firm, a financial service company, and a consulting agency. She first appeared in season 3, Love & Hip Hop, as Young Jock's real estate agent and assistant, later becoming a supporting cast member in season 4 as his girlfriend. Us here on Talk with Chocolate, we're sending prayers, we're sending love to her family during these difficult times. Sleep peaceful, beautiful. Alright y'all, so Ciara just released a remix to her track Ecstasy, and it features true trailblazers like Teyana Taylor and Normani. I know that is right. Like, their voices brought something really special to Ecstasy, Ciara says. And y'all know me, y'all know y'all girl Dior. I had to go check it out. I did hear the snippet, and it's fire to me. I'ma come talk my shit, but you know I can't leave without playing that for y'all first. Hold on, let me play that. And then we gon' get back into it.
Down and speed it up, like a Bugatti, yadi, yadi. Talk to you dirty, but I never do you dirty. Oh, get off that drink and jump up on it like these verses. This the remix.
My body comes alive.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm feeling this remix. I am definitely feeling it. It sounds so much, like, powerful with the harmonies added in. Like, they ate and left no crumbs. I cannot wait until the whole entire track is dropped. Yes, it's giving what it needs to give. I love that. All right, y'all, so Timberland has officially moved forward with his new AI label and has now officially signed his first AI artist, Tata, an artificial pop singer. Timberland's AI record label, Stage Zero, combined human input and AI to create new genres of music. Her debut single will be dropping soon. Like, that is crazy. Like, is AI taking over everything? It's either AI or robots or some other stuff going on. Like, let me know. What's up with the AI stuff? Do y'all want to hear AI artists or do y'all want to hear actual real artists? Like, let me know. Talk to me. All right, y'all. So, Kendrick Lamar, he just made history again. Like, what? Nothing is stopping him and he is like, put on next season. I know that's right. So, Kendrick just became the first rapper to ever sell out the Dome at America's Center in St. Louis. Those who were in attendance to the show stated that this was art, energy, and legacy. Some also even stated this show was spiritual, but one of the greatest experiences that a show they ever had. Like, I know that is right. Y'all, I'm so proud of him, for real, for real. Like, he definitely been grinding, he definitely been putting on, and he definitely deserves all the recognition and the flowers that he's been receiving. He is definitely an icon, and I love that for him. Keep putting your foot on their necks, Kendrick. I know that's right. All right, y'all, so Chris Brown, he in his era, baby, and it's coming. The R&B superstar has just announced that his new single, Holy Blindfold, is set to drop June 13th, just days after launching his Breezy Bowl XX Stadium World Tour. Now, y'all know I love me some Chris Brown, baby, so I cannot wait for that to drop. I don't know about y'all, but it's Team Breezy over here in these streets, and I cannot wait. Alright y'all, so Russell Simmons is coming in hot, claiming that HBO Max completely ignored the loads of proof that shot down the sexual assault allegations against him while making their documentary. Now he's firing back with a $20 million lawsuit against him. According to new filed court documents in New York, Simmons is alleging that the 2020 film On the Record disregarded or suppressed over 20 witnesses who backed up his side of the story. These witnesses allegedly counted claims made by multiple women accusing the music mogul of sexual misconduct. Like, this is crazy, y'all. Like, pay attention to the attacks against black rich men all in the industry. HBO is so quick to make a documentary about black icons and the fall of black icons and certain things like that. But where's them documentaries on them Caucasian $1 million, $1 billion men? Keep that same energy. I don't like that. Keep that same energy. We need all that. All right, so Clips has left Def Jam after they were told to censor Kendrick Lamar's verse on Chains and Whips. Pusha T stood his ground and walked away. The duo is now signed to Roc Nation and dropping Let God Sort Him Out on July 11th. How y'all feel about that? Like, how y'all feeling? I don't know. I hope they just read over them contracts when they signing with these people. Because y'all know certain things come with that. So I'm hoping they read over their paperwork and got right. So y'all, a new snippet has been leaked by my girl Cardi B. And baby, I cannot wait for the summer. I cannot wait for her to drop this. It's called Outside. And everybody and they mama have been doing reels already. We is ready. Us ladies is ready for this. So y'all know I have to play the clip so y'all can hear it too and check out the vibes. I got y'all.
Outside niggas of an outside bitch. Looking mad when they get some outside. Yeah, 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 yeah. When I tell you these niggas ain't shit, please believe me. They gon' fuck on anything. These niggas way too easy. Good for nothing, low down dirty dogs. I'm convinced. Yeah. Next time you see your mama, tell her how she raised the bitch. I'm going out on the pop outside.
This is the perfect song for the summer. Not only that, it's literally the perfect song for your situation. Like, Cardi, stop playing. Girl, go ahead and drop that. We need that ASAP. I'm ready to be riding around on my hot girl shit this summer. I need that. All right, y'all. So, shout out to rap artist Lil Wayne. He has achieved a remarkable milestone by charting at least one song on the Billboard Hot 100 for 21 consecutive years starting from 2004. This feature was solidified with his feature on Tyler, the Creator's track Sticky, which debuted at number 14 on the Hot 100 charts. I know that's right. I know that is so right. And not only that, Lil Wayne is taking a reflective look at his wildly popular The Carter album series in a brand new ad promoting the sixth installment of the project, The Carter 6, which dropped today. How many of y'all went and checked it out? I know I did. He's still the GOAT. As y'all know, The Carter series began in 2004 and gained massive momentum with The Carter 2, critically, then The Carter 3, which won Grammys for the best rap album and features hits like Lollipop and A Millie. So, yes, I know that's right, Lil Wayne. Like, no matter how much work you put in, it's never enough. We wanted that album and we got it. So, I hope y'all run and go check that out because, baby, it's fire. It's fire. All right, y'all. So, Milagro Grahams has allegedly officially been silenced after a Florida federal judge just hit her with a gag order after Megan Thee Stallion's legal team claimed her post could lead to violence. She now allegedly been banned from speaking on anything with Megan, Tory Lanez, or the ongoing case as related to any evidence on any platforms, including X, Instagram, and all social media. Like, is this getting crazy? This case is getting crazy. More and more every day is more stuff coming out, more stuff being leaked, now people being silenced. Like, it's crazy. It's real crazy. All right, y'all, so I'm done talking my shit. It's been nice, but you know I gotta go, as always. But this is Talk With Chocolate. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Dow, on Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. Y'all know what it is. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for stopping through and rocking and vibing with me. But until next time, I'm signing out. Peace, y'all.